the Prophet وسلم, on the night of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, on the night of the Ascension, he says that he said to Jibreel alayhi salam, as he saw four rivers flowing out from beneath Sidrat al-Muntaha, from beneath the lote tree, two of them visible and two hidden. He asked Jibreel alayhi salam, what are these rivers? And the Prophet وسلم, he said, the two hidden rivers are rivers of paradise. And the two visible rivers are the rivers of An-Nil and Al-Furat, which are the Nile and the Euphrates River. Now, the Prophet ﷺ, he says in another hadith, both of these are authentic. He actually names the two rivers that are unseen in paradise. He says Sayhan and Jayhan. Okay, so Sayhan and Jayhan are two rivers that are rivers of paradise, but they are hidden. And he said, as for the rivers that have been exposed to you, they are the Euphrates and the Nile once again. So these are all authentic ahadith. Now, it's very hard for us to understand these ahadith. What exactly does that mean? How are these rivers of paradise? Don't these rivers get polluted? You know, how is it that these rivers over here are connected all the way to Sidrat al-Muntaha? And obviously what we take from that, number one, is that the Prophet ﷺ is saying that these rivers originated from paradise, as we originated from paradise, right? The Prophet ﷺ obviously knows that these rivers are in the ground here on earth. So when the Prophet ﷺ goes and he travels all the way to Sidrat al-Muntaha, Rasulullah ﷺ is not making an argument that there's a physical, that they are physically connected, that there's just one long waterfall or stream that comes from Sidrat al-Muntaha into these rivers. But he's saying they originate from there, that these two rivers originate from there as we do as human beings. And this is similar to when the Prophet ﷺ, for example, he said that the Ajwa dates are from Jannah, right? There are very special qualities to the Ajwa dates. Or when the Prophet ﷺ said, on the other hand, that fever is from the heat of hellfire. So when you come down with a fever, treat it with water to cool it down, right? Rasulullah ﷺ is mentioning a deeper connection. He's not speaking about the physical connection as we can see today, again, limited by our dimensions. So the question becomes, why did the Prophet ﷺ specify the Nile and the Euphrates? And why are these two rivers, particularly, rivers from Jannah? And you'll find many reasons that are given by the ulama, given by the scholars. It seems to be that these are two rivers that benefited the prophets of Allah, right? Obviously, the Nile River is a river that Musa alayhi salam was placed in, and you know the river benefited Musa alayhi salam by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the Euphrates, just geographically where the Euphrates lies, okay, it lies between Syria, Iraq, Turkey, Jerusalem, and so on and so forth. So all of the prophets of Bani Israel, can you imagine, they were drinking from this river, they were benefiting from this river. And so because these rivers have benefited the prophets of Allah, and the benefit that they give to mankind in general, they are rivers of Jannah. And this is also true for mountains. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned two mountains of Al-Jannah. He said Uhud is a mountain of Jannah, and he referred to At-Tur. At-Tur is the mountain where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. He referred to them as mountains of Jannah. So we find a consistent connection. So with Uhud in particular, for example, the Prophet ﷺ, he spoke about Jabal Uhud, he spoke about this mountain of Jannah, and he said, Uhud is a mountain that loves us and we love it. It's a mountain that loves us and we love it. And that's why we find that when the Prophet ﷺ ascended Uhud with Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, Uhud actually started to shake, right? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Uthbut ya Uhud, be firm, O Uhud. You have upon you a prophet, a Siddiq, a man of truth, meaning Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he prophesied ﷺ that Umar and Uthman would be martyrs, because he said, Shahidain, two martyrs. So be firm, O Uhud. Uhud shook out of love and awe of the Prophet ﷺ. So Uhud is a mountain that loves the Prophet ﷺ. It loves the believers, and we love it as well. It's a living mountain. And these are mountains of Jannah, and At-Tur, of course, being the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke directly to his prophet Musa alayhi salam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to, you know, to hopefully be able to bask in the rivers of Jannah that are unseen to us, the rivers of honey and milk and so on and so forth, and to be able to travel upon the mountains of paradise, both in this world and the next. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.